Hi guys, Jason and Crystal Allen, man. We're coming to you from downtown Grants Pass here, and as you know, it's day 14 of the 21-day prayer and fasting. And so we're doing a video today, and the topic, I got to read it, the topic that we're doing is community fellowship and comfort. So I just did a quick search on what fellowship meant, and in the Bible, fellowship is a way of life that involves sharing a common life with God and other believers. The Greek word for fellowship, koinonia, means holding something in common. It's used in the New Testament to describe the unity that comes from shared beliefs and behaviors.
I love that, and I love that you pointed out that I think of the word community as common unity. And when we gather together for fellowship and to spend time together, it's the things that unify us in our common ground that really shape us and bind us together. And so there's a false portion of that we can be bound together only by our interests or by things we struggle with or even by our successes. But really at the end of the day, that's a false community because it only lasts as long as those things are still our interest and focus. Where there's a genuine community union that comes from just our essence and our being, our made in the image of God selves, that edifies and builds us up in one another. And so today we want to pray and just kind of fix our eyes upon, Father, what's your heart for unity and community? And we want to pray that into our city and into our homes and into our spheres of influence and into the places we go, because those seasons change as we change, but the essence of who we are. And I just wanted to read a scripture, Psalm 133:1, says, how good and pleasant it is when people live together in unity. It's like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down upon the collar of the robes. And really that just speaks to is when we're dwelling in unity and care and concern for one another, for God's heart being released to one another, there's something that cleanses us in a new way. It builds us up and helps draw the best of us out. We provoke each other to love and good works. We sharpen and strengthen each other. And so that's what we want to pray about. We're going to pray with you. And then we encourage you just throughout the day as you're going, that you would just be mindful of this and praying into the different ways that we can come, not to gather around our struggles, not to gather around even our abilities, but to gather around who we are in our essence so that it transcends every season.
So, Lord, we just come before you right now, Father, and we pray that today, Lord, that unity would be there for us to think about, Lord, that as your word says, we just meditate on it day and night, Lord. So we pray that into our walk today and our thoughts patterns today, Lord. May unity and fellowship, correct fellowship, just be at the forefront. So, Lord, we thank you for what you're doing and the unity that you're bringing in the body here in Grants Pass and the unity that is coming from true community, Lord. We thank you for that, Father. So we just lift our day up to you, and Lord, we give you permission today to invade our thoughts.
And God, we're just so glad that you are good and that you you withhold no good thing from your people. And so we just pray, Father God, that the good things be edified, that where our vision can be so microscopic or to just the problematic things of life or even just the things we're good at, we just pray over our county, Josephine County. Lord, we pray over this city, we pray over this region, that you would just reinvigorate vision for us, reinvigorate passion. We just thank you for the bond of the spirit of unity. We cast off division from this place. And Lord, we all have a desire to see our community strengthened and vibrant and victorious. And we know that's your heart as well. So we just pray that the greater that you who's in us than he who's in the world would rule and reign over this region. Lord, give just fresh ideas. We pray that the home would be a place of refuge and it would also be a place of community where we would just once again draw people into our homes. There's something about leaving our peace in each other's spaces, Lord, that you love. And so we just thank you for the areas in the community that are available for us to gather in. We pray that those would also just be expounded in this season, Lord, that you would bring innovative places and ideas that are based around a common unity of the essence of who we are, that isn't just problem solvers, but are victors, walking in victory. But also, Lord, that our schedules and our lives would not be so packed that as a community we don't have time and space for each other. We just thank you for the dinner table being open once again, for the platform of just Bible study and book study and just people really learning and gleaning, being in the home, not just in the community spaces, being resurrected. And we thank you, Lord, that your heart is for this place, and we thank you for all you desire to release in this community, in this season. We say yes and amen, and we agree with it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. And we want to say good job for sticking with it 2/3 of the way, 14 to 21. We're almost to the end. God bless you.
Love you guys.